Blog Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today I'll be interviewing Dawson Church. Now, I'm a fan of his work. I have one of his books that I have quoted in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, called The Genie in Your Genes, and it's all about epigenetics and how our environment can change our genes and either give us illness or give us health. And it's amazing how we used to think that DNA is, you know, God, so to speak, and what you were left with is what you were born with was what you had to deal with. But it's amazing we can change our DNA, we can change our health. But today we're going to be talking about the new manual for the emotional freedom technique, also called EFT, or simply called tapping. And it was released earlier this year by Dawson Church. And it's one of the most successfully implemented psychology self-help techniques that was ever developed. In fact, so many people are using it. It's a powerful tool. And what's really interesting is that, as many of you know me, I'm into energy medicine and an acupuncturist. And EFT is about tapping acupuncture points, actually, to unblock, you know, these channels which can store a lot of our emotional problems. So things like, you know, depression, anxiety, phobia, stress, even pain or post-traumatic stress disorder has been really helpful for that particular, for the symptoms of that particular illness. So it's been used with veterans and people that have been through a lot of trauma. And so tapping is one of the things I do in the office with people. Now, some of you also know that I do the emotion code, and they're just two wonderful, wonderful techniques I endorse. So what we're going to be doing today, hopefully, is figuring out what the updates are to EFT, sort of like evidence-based EFT, because it's been around long enough that people have done studies on it. So getting some feedback on what's been going out in the field and what people are discovering and how to use it. Also, what the basic recipe is. Now, for those of you that do have a copy of my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach, there is a basic recipe in there with some pictures. You can also download a free mini guide on Dawson Church's website, www.eftuniverse.com. This link is also in my book as well. So www.eftuniverse.com. And then you'll get a 60-page free EFT tapping mini manual. And this is something that we refer our patients to so they can get a copy of this. I'll do it with them in the office, and then they can get this mini manual, which they can download and print. So they can practice at home. Now, EFT may not be for everyone. Sometimes people think it's kind of weird, you know, to be tapping on your face, tapping on your chest, tapping on the top of your head to get rid of these negative emotions. And in fact, I had a patient recently who was, very angry. You know, he was angry at the world. He was angry at the government. I mean, he was just angry. There's lots of things going on in his life. And I said, well, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, how angry are you right now when you think about those situations? Well, he said it was a 10, so he was pretty darn angry. So we did the EFT, and we did this tapping, and after the first round, his anger went down to about a 6, and then we did another round, and, you know, I asked him, well, how bad is the anger? And he says, well, I can't really tell you. I said, well, why can't you tell me? He says, well, I don't know. I'm not feeling it right now. So, you know, basically it was down to a zero, and I was like, woohoo! And, you know, we checked in with him the following week, and the good news is the anger did not return. The bad news is he decided that it was too weird and woo-woo a technique for him to do on his own. So, you know, we ended up doing other things like the emotion code for him for his other issues. But I think it was really interesting how, you know, how he got immediate positive effects. And Dawson, who I'll interview in just a moment, is the founder of Soul Medicine Institute. And he's there to research and teach about the emerging psychological and medical techniques that can yield fast and radical cures. And like I said, I love his book, The Genie in Your Genes. And I've talked about it in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain. And actually, he doesn't know this, but we have a mutual friend, Tabor Shadburn, who was featured in one of his other books that I also have as well. So, Dawson, are you there? Hello, hello.
Karen, I am.
Yay! Well, welcome to the show. And you probably didn't know I was a fan of your books, but now you do.
Well, thanks for your kind words. And, yeah, I really enjoyed working with Tabor as well. He's one of those bright lights who both personally and professionally is an exceptional human being.
Yeah, absolutely. And he actually did a workshop locally for me as well, which was very powerful. And he actually was the one that introduced me to your books. And so when I found out about The Genie in Your Genes, and when that came out and read it cover to cover, and I was like, wow, this guy really gets it. He really understands. You get the science, you get the, you know, aspects, you know, the psychological aspects. So very, you know, all-encompassing. And so I congratulate you for, you know, your amazing work.
Well, it's one of those endeavors because all the information was right out there, and I was going to conferences, and I'd hear scientists and therapists presenting these discoveries, and what no one had done yet was connect the dots, especially between emotion and gene expression, and there were all these clues as our thoughts change, feelings change, beliefs change, that our genes were changing, and so I just really sat down when I wrote that book to make all those linkages clear. And now the whole field is a whole new field called behavioral epigenetics, where scientists are studying these linkages and finding more and more and more evidence that they don't just affect us directly and personally in the now, but they actually, these many of these kinds of shifts can be passed along from generation to generation epigenetically. So it's a very exciting time, which is going to change a lot of our assumptions about the way we parent, about the way we deal with childhood trauma, and about the way we clean up various kinds of social problems. So it's a thrilling time in history to be part of this movement.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, some of the stuff that I've been doing in the office, including EFT, but also emotion code and body code, is a lot of this inherited stuff you're talking about, which in the past I would never have imagined to be able, first of all, that it existed, you know, that we can inherit some of these negative packets of energy from our ancestors, but also to heal those, you know, heal those generational patterns. And so it is very exciting, and energy medicine is really, I mean, even though it's not on the tip of everyone's tongue yet, I think it will be very soon, and thanks to some of the work you're doing as well. But let's transition over to the EFT manual. Now, there's a new manual that you recently produced for emotional freedom techniques. So tell us, like, you know, what's first of all, you know, what's new, and maybe you can review for some of the folks listening in that may not be familiar with tapping, why is this a powerful technique for people to learn?
Yeah, and there are literally hundreds and hundreds of techniques out there, and I have learned many of them myself. I actually teach quite a number of them, but about 12 years ago, I learned EFT. And when I had to focus on a single technique to try and drive into primary care, I picked EFT because it's so simple to learn. It's really quick. People will download the EFT manual, a mini manual. They'll be tapping within a few moments. And EFT essentially is simply tapping or rubbing with your fingertips on the 12 acupuncture points while you think about things that bother you. So those things that you're thinking about can be recent, like a fight with a coworker, or a disagreement with your spouse, or a problem with a parent or a child, or they can be old. They can date back to your childhood. Regardless of whether they're old or new, when you think about them and you stimulate these acupressure points, research shows that all of the emotional triggering, all the emotional content, all of the emotional charge around that bad event, that bad memory, just goes away, almost like waving a magic wand. It's quite astonishing how quickly it shifts. And we've done this now with not just with people for common problems like anxiety and depression. We've also done it with highly traumatized people like war veterans and genocide survivors and so on. And even in those extreme instances of psychological trauma, EFT is very effective. And so when I was looking around for one therapy, one technique to attempt to really push it into primary care, I picked EFT. And again, there are lots of others. Many of them have great merit. Many of them work together well. Like I often advocate EFT plus meditation plus heart coherence. If you do those three things, you have a really powerful toolkit. But I picked EFT because I wanted to, getting one new therapy into primary care takes a huge amount of work and effort. And so I had to pick one and try and get research done and studies written and research grants funded and all of those things completed. And so I picked EFT, and we've now done that. It's now regarded as evidence-based according to the standards of the American Psychological Association. So it's the precursor. Many other techniques will follow, but EFT is so quick and easy to learn. I did that one first.
Oh, I see. Oh, great. So when you updated the manual, was a lot of the impetus to put in the studies in there, like that you have done or promoted?
Yes, and the manual is the how-to book, how to do EFT, how to use EFT. And one of the standards of the American Psychological Association is that a psychological method, a technique, needs to be researched using a common manual, and then training and certification needs to happen using that same manual. And the reason is very simple for that requirement. It's that they want to make sure that as one study, for example, of depression is done, then another study, that you're comparing apples to apples, that the method as done in study A is the same as done in study B, so you really truly can compare those two studies and see if they together tell the same story. So that's why there's this requirement that a method have a manual, and the EFT manual is a how-to manual, how to do EFT. So there have been several editions of the manual in the past, and this is the newest and definitive edition of the manual now. And it's been really fun to write it, too, because it's not just a stuffy, dry old manual. It's full of stories, Karen, of people have used EFT for things like addictions and cravings and weight loss. People have used EFT for sports performance, for all kinds of fears like public speaking anxiety, sports anxiety. I've interviewed now Olympic athletes. I've interviewed national champions. I've interviewed National Football League players using EFT. Those people using EFT as well as recovery from terrible problems like PTSD, psychological trauma, anxiety and depression. And these stories of people are just absolutely heart-wrenching. The people who dragged a huge weight of grief or shame or anger, say from childhood abuse, through 20 or 30 years of their lives. And then we have them in an EFT live workshop, or they read the EFT manual, they try tapping for themselves, and it's just absolutely wonderful to look at that person's face as that huge weight of grief shifts. Like one Vietnam veteran we worked with, one Vietnam veteran was in one of our nonprofit programs, and he, for 40 years since Vietnam, this guy has many psychological problems, a lot of physical symptoms, and his big event was that when he was in Vietnam, his best friend was killed by a sniper. And as he told the story, every day they would go on patrol together, and his best friend was always on his left, and he was always on the right, and they patrolled this way. The day his friend was killed, for some reason they had switched positions. So he was on the left, his friend was on the right, and so his friend was killed, and so his story for 40 years since Vietnam is that it should have been me that died, not him. So also had what's called
Wow.
survivor's guilt, severe PTSD. This guy also had had a couple of suicide attempts. He was permanently unemployable. He was on disability. Basically a wrecked life. And then he went through one of our programs. We get a week-long intensive with EFT, tapping on not just that memory, but a bunch of other memories as well. And there's a documentary movie about this work. But at the moment when he does the tapping on that event with his buddy being killed, he says, "You know, I realize now, just the way I felt he took the bullet meant for me, he would have wanted to take the bullet for me." So suddenly it shifts in his awareness from this terrible event that has made him guilt-ridden for 40 years to realizing that his buddy would have wanted to take the bullet for him, and the feeling of gratitude and relief. And so his whole story around the event changed just with the tapping. Now, the event didn't change. His buddy still died. The events are still exactly the same, whether it's childhood abuse or neglect or combat trauma. But the meaning you attach to them, the emotional impact of them, shifts completely, and that's what EFT can do. So as we've done this now with thousands of veterans and with literally hundreds of thousands of other people, it's been just beautiful to watch their faces change, their demeanor change. They start to laugh and see the bright side of life again after they have this terrible weight of these early events lifted from their shoulders.
Oh, wow, that's so touching. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now you mentioned that that was in a movie. Is that which movie are you talking about?
There's a documentary movie
That
called
story?
Operation Emotional Freedom, and you can view it through our nonprofit website. So we have two websites. We have one website where the EFT community contributes all of its stories. And so all of these stories in the EFT manual come from this archive where the worldwide EFT community writes about what's happened for them. So when you go to the archive, you can look up whether your problem is addictions or ADHD or depression or anxiety or psychological trauma or weight loss. You can find all that information in the archives as people write about that and how it affects their own lives. So there are thousands and thousands of stories that people have written in the archives. And then there's also the nonprofit website, which is called the Veteran Stress Project. And at the Stress Project website, you can see information about the documentary. There's also a super cool new piece of software there. It's an online tapping therapist. It's an online tapping coach where you log on and actually guides you through EFT using really advanced software. And you type in your problem and then matches audio and video to your problem and guides you through a tapping session. So we have some really lovely high-tech stuff there, as well as the stories of veterans who've gone through the
Wow.
program.
That's amazing. What are the website domain names for those two websites?
The domain names are for the Veteran Stress Project is stressproject.org. And then if you are a veteran needing help, or if you know a veteran that needs help, or if a family member of a veteran needs help, just click on the Find Help tab, and you'll find several hundred therapists and life coaches who offer EFT at low cost or free of charge. And then if you want to just download the free EFT mini manual, which is the light version of the book, the EFT manual, which we're talking about today, you go to a website called just my name, Dawson, Dawson, DawsonGift.com, and enter your name in there, and we'll email you a copy not only of the PDF of the mini manual, but also some get started videos. So you can just watch me tapping, showing you how to do it, and you'll be tapping along yourself in just a few minutes.
Oh, that's great. Now, what about the software? Is that something that people buy for their computer, or is it an online software they can purchase?
That's actually free. It's actually free as well on the Stress Project website. So again, go to stressproject.org, and there's a little button that says Tap Now. And that'll put you into that online software. And then on DawsonGift.com, which is where you download the mini manual, it'll also give you instructions of how to get to that same software site. So it's just free software that one of our wonderful volunteers has written for people to tap along with.
Oh, how fun. Oh, that's great. And how about the actual updated manual, the whole manual? Is that for lay people as well as for people that want to be practitioners?
Both. And there's an interesting line there. You don't want to write for practitioners and not for lay people, but you don't do it the other way as well. So I would put a lot of focus when I was writing the manual to make it totally accessible to people. And so there is a chapter on professional techniques that we think usually professionals will use mostly. Like, for example, using EFT with serious diseases. There are people who use EFT for muscular dystrophy or cancer or heart disease. And so those are usually, if somebody has a serious disease, we recommend working with a practitioner. And so part of the manual toward the end is for practitioners who are working with, say, for example, there's some problems that just resist healing. There are some things that people have tried every technique in the under the sun for, and nothing's shifting. What do you do then? So there are some chapters for those kinds of problems. But the bulk of the manual is stories of people. And we divide it into five categories because we believe that people tend to struggle in either health and weight, or work and career, or marriage and family, or money, or spirituality. Those are the five categories. And so in the EFT manual, we show you how real people, real life people, so they tell their stories in the manual, how they used EFT for each of those five categories. And usually we excel at one of those categories, we fail at one of those categories, and we're somewhere in between for the other three. And so it shows you how real life people have used EFT and had often just startling breakthroughs. And often it doesn't take a long time to get there.
Oh yeah, fantastic. And what I do love about it is its simplicity. I know there's some people who just feel it's too weird and they're not going to do it. Like I had this one patient in the office who we did it right in the office and it worked, and but at home he just felt like this is too weird for me to do. So I mean that happens, I understand. But there's two
Turn off the
cases
light.
where I've had over the years. Pardon me?
Turn off the light. Do it in a dark room. No one can see you. Close
Yeah, really. Well, I have had two cases where I wanted to go over with you to get your feedback on, your expert feedback on where, the EFT quote unquote did not work. Okay. So now the one case, this is many, many years ago, there was a woman who, we did in the office. She, had results from, and she comes to me one day and she says, "Well, it's not working." I said, "What's not working?" She said, "That tapping thing." I said, "Well, what happened?" She says, "Well, my neighbor cut down my 100-year-old tree without permission, and I couldn't sleep last night. And I'm, doing the EFT and it's not working." And I said, Well, what did you say or what did you do?" And she says, "Well, I'm tapping for my anxiety, and I'm tapping and tapping this anxiety, and I couldn't fall asleep, and I don't think it worked." And I said, "Well, it seems to me that you're actually angry." And she says, No, I'm not angry." I said, "Well, let's see. If my neighbor cut down my 100-year-old tree, I would be angry and livid. And I'm not really sure that it's working for you because you don't really want to admit how you really feel." And she ended, of course, with a bladder infection, which, is another way of saying she was pissed off, so to speak. So that was one case.
I love it.
So,
Yeah.
so the other case was a man recently who I was going to do two techniques on him. We started off with the emotion code, sorry, the EFT, and then we went to the emotion code. But so he's not willing to say, that I love myself. So anyway, he did his best and said, "I'm, deeply accept myself, but not willing to love himself." But he's doing the tapping, he's doing everything else, and his intensity level went from like a 10 to an 8, and it kind of stalled there. And then afterwards, when I was doing the emotion code and doing muscle testing, I realized that his polarity was backwards. So when he would say his name, he would muscle test weak, and when he would say a false name, he would muscle test strong. And so I was curious as to if I had corrected his polarity originally, whether the EFT would have worked better for him. Now, of course, these are two cases out of a bunch, which were more
Yeah.
difficult ones. I wanted your feedback on those two.
Well, I'll address the second first because it's briefer. But often people do have reverse polarity on long-standing issues, and we do, for example, a lot of work with weight loss. Right now, we're in the middle of twice a year we have an online weight loss program that is run by one of our certified EFT for weight loss coaches, and we've now had thousands of people go through this online weight loss program, and it's great because they lose weight, but they keep on losing weight after they finish the program too, so it results in permanent weight loss. But we find that with weight loss, with addictions, with long-standing problems, that there's almost always that reversal of polarity. That's why they can't make progress, whatever they try. And so EFT includes a little protocol at the beginning of each part of EFT that takes about 10 seconds and corrects for polarity reversals. So we have people do that as part of every round of EFT. Not that you are going to be reversed every time round, but it just corrects for it. So if there is the possibility that it exists, you spend the 10 seconds and correct for it. So even in the course of a single session, Karen, somebody, for example, with weight loss or addictions or a long-standing problem may get reversed many times during the course of a session. So you may unreverse them, then they'll reverse again, then they'll unreverse and reverse. In the EFT manual, I have a little diagram showing the body's polarities, and essentially are the soles of our feet are negative, the top of our head's positive, top of our hands are positive, palms are negative. So there are all these electrical polarities in the body, and they can get switched. And when that happens, then the person is just stuck and isn't making progress. So we include that reversal at the start of each session. Now, the other lady that you mentioned, whose neighbor cut down her 100-year-old tree, and she said, "Oh, I'm not angry," and you know darn well that bubbling below the surface there was a volcano of rage. This is a really common problem in our live workshops. We find this all the time, that people are trained from childhood to suppress, ignore, or minimize their emotions. And the example I use in our live workshops is that when you're 4 years old, your puppy is run over by a car. And your parents, rather than helping you process your grief, they say things like, they try and cheer you up, they say, "We'll get you a new puppy." And then your grandmother dies when you're 7, and you're upset about the grief, and no one says anything because everyone's grieving about it. Then when you're 8, your best friend's parents move to a new city, you lose your best friend. Your mother says to you, "Big boys don't cry, you'll make no new friends." And so as we're growing up, in all of these ways, our emotions are minimized or ignored or suppressed. And so we wind up, when we're 30 or 40 or 70 years old, with this enormous backlog of old emotional material that's never been worked through. So people then show up at one of our live workshops, and we tell them to think of a little problem in their lives. And it leads to a huge set of problems because they've never grieved, they've never processed, they've never fully digested all that old emotional stuff. And so a big part of EFT is giving you the tools to do that. And when you, so that's why your neighbor said, "Oh, I'm not angry," because she's been trained to not be angry from an early age. But down below, that anger is simmering, and it's really hurting her health. In research studies of people with major trauma that hasn't been healed, they have higher rates of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all kinds of ailments. And so over time, that those emotions that aren't addressed really wind up hurting your health. But that's another common thing, is that people just don't want to face their emotions. I remember working with one guy at a workshop in France, because I teach in Europe as well, and I sat down to work with this guy, and he said, "I want to work on weight loss," because he was about 100 pounds overweight. And I looked at him and said, and this guy was like the class clown in the live workshop. He was the funniest, bubbliest, brightest, most cheerful guy there. But I just tuned into him and looked at him and said, "Are you angry?" And he nodded his head. He said, "I'm very angry, and I don't want to even begin to express my anger because I'm so afraid of what I would do if I were to express that anger." And so, again, he's trained himself from an early age to not be angry. And instead, he stuffs food in his mouth rather than letting his anger out. He's popping the cork in the bottle with food, but now he's 100 pounds overweight. It's really hurting his health. So there are all kinds of ways in which we project our emotions, on, whether it's onto food, onto other people, onto our jobs, and rather than just deal with them. And the marvel of EFT is it's a simple little tool that makes it safe for us to deal with the anger. Now, once she's maybe she tapped on one or two things that were light and easy first and seen that it worked, then she might have gradually worked into the deeper levels of her stuff. So I like to give people a kind of a surfacey experience of EFT working on something initially so that they get the idea, oh, it's okay, and now it's safe to go into that huge toxic cesspool of memories that we've just been avoiding since we were 3 years old. And that's what EFT does. It gives us this tool and then the safety to go in there and start to clean up this big backlog of stuff. But if you don't clean up, it's going to bite you in terms of health issues later on.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. And in fact, I had not seen her for quite a number of years. And recently she reconnected with me and she does have cancer right now. So I'm sure that there was definitely a backlog there of things. And but at least, you know, she came back. So there's other things we can do. But onto a different topic, I was going to ask you, you know, can people, first of all, where can they buy this new manual? Where can they find it? And second of all, if somebody was interested and say, like, we have a rehab center close to us, and they just built a whole new wing for veterans that are drug addicted. So for a place like that, what's something that you would recommend as far as, you know, training or, you know, presenting to their group? Or, I mean, does your group do that and travel to present to their group?
Yes, we have about 25 trainers, most of whom are in the U.S., and we teach hundreds of workshops every year. And we also stick to this method of EFT, because there are just literally hundreds of, even with EFT, if you go onto YouTube or something, there are literally hundreds of ways of doing EFT. But we have stuck with this method called clinical EFT because it's evidence-based. It's been proven in clinical trials. So we train therapists and professionals as well as life coaches in clinical EFT. And we do a lot of training. We train at the Cleveland Clinic. We train at VA hospitals. We train people who work for Kaiser and Sutter Health, and we get a lot of professionals in our training. That's the evidence-based form of EFT, and it's really worth learning that because that's the proven method we know works in these studies. So yeah, people just would go onto our website and look up a workshop. That website, you can get there through DawsonGift.com. And it's also available at, if you just type in workshops.eftuniverse.com, you get a list of workshops. Or just type in EFT workshops into any Google search, like a Google search engine or Yahoo search, and it'll pop to the top. So clinical EFT workshops are very, very powerful because it's this evidence-based method, and that's what so many professionals are getting certified in nowadays.
Fantastic. And which web domain can people buy the new EFT manual, the whole thing, not just the mini freebie?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. It was so popular, I was amazed. It sold out like within a few weeks of being introduced, but the publisher now has more copies in stock just as of about a 2 weeks ago. So there's lots of copies out there now. All the independent bookstores carry it. Pretty much anywhere books are sold, you'll find the EFT manual. Hay House distributes it, so it's in Australia and South Africa and a lot of other different countries as well through Hay House.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Well, I can't believe our time is up, Dawson. Boy, I so appreciate you coming on the show. I'm so excited about all the work that you're doing and the research piece as well, and being able to duplicate this, you know, this healing modality in a way that people can really get it and get it quickly. And it doesn't have to be so fancy, and, you know, having advanced training as well for people that want to spread the word and train other people how to do that. So, again, congratulations.
Well, thanks for the lovely work you're doing and for your obvious care and concern for your patients. It really shines through. So thank you so much for that, and thanks for getting them these advanced techniques which are so effective for healing.
Yes, thank you so much for saying that. So, and also to our listeners, thank you for listening in. Thank you, Dawson. Take care.
Bless you. Bye.
Bless you too. Bye for now.